Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Game Informer Show. I'm Ben Hansen, joined by Kyle Hilliard.
It's special.
Suriel Vasquez.
I'm special.
And Leo's in the booth doing a great job.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We're back again because we are overflowing with content for the holiday break. And this is just a big thank you to all the listeners and viewers again of the Game Informer Show. If you're watching this, you can subscribe to this episode on iTunes or Google Play, Spotify. And honestly, this might be the kind of episode that you want to listen to because you know how this works?
High praise.
Wait, most episodes that people don't listen to?
No. I'm saying listen over watch. Because this episode is all about video game music in the year 2018, my friends. This is going to be a nice, chill episode. Hopefully, we're catching you over your holiday break. You're sitting back after opening a lot of presents. You're hiding away in the basement, just desperate to get away from family. This episode is for you.
If you're thinking about getting seconds of anything, just go for it. You have my endorsement. Like, if you're feeling guilty about it, go get it.
Yeah, because we're going to listen to multiple seconds of music today on this
right.
show.
So many seconds.
We all have roughly, it's fluid, but we have four-ish tracks, okay. right? That yeah. are four favorite tracks. You guys have them ranked?
I have them ranked, yeah.
I have them ranked.
Awesome. For our favorite game music of 2018, we're going to go around the horn. Listen to it. Soak it in, right?
So I have a question.
Yeah.
It seems like you went more full soundtrack. Like, this is my favorite soundtrack. Because I went definitely individual songs.
I went individual songs as well, but there's one that is a little mushy. But we'll get into it, I'm sure. 2018, I feel like every year we talk about, like, oh, video game music is really great this year. This year really pops. This one really sings, right?
Yeah.
Is it the best year ever for video game music?
Let me pull out my encyclopedia to rank all the... I like it a lot. I think there were some... I feel like for me, there were less sort of games with outstanding scores. There were some like Celeste, I think specifically, had a really outstanding score. None of the songs from that soundtrack are on my list.
Oh, really?
But I think overall, that had a really strong soundtrack that spoke to the game, but there wasn't an individual song. And I think that's how I feel about a lot of the games.
Oh boy, are we doing a great injustice? Kyle, do you have Celeste on your list?
No.
Okay, just to get this out of the way.
I didn't play a ton of Celeste, though, to be fair.
Okay, it is a great soundtrack. I'm glad you're with me there, Suriel. But at the same time, when I tweeted out hey, what's some video game music you enjoyed this year? A ton of people responded, not to hype my Twitter followers, but I was just amazed how engaged people were with music, which made us make this a standalone episode in a way, right? Because people are into this if they're into it. But Celeste was the ringer.
Yeah.
Celeste was the number one response in a way I did not expect at all. But people love that soundtrack.
That's interesting. So I like that soundtrack a lot too. It's just,
yeah.
When I was looking at the tracks that I have versus sort of what Celeste offers, there wasn't there's not for me a standout Celeste track.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I would like to give it props for having a fantastic one.
Yeah. Kyle Hilliard.
Hi.
Let's chill, man. Let's do a holiday
let's
chill.
Let's just get away from the mic so that you can't hear us.
That's, I'm feigning that I'm comfortable on mic. but your fourth favorite video game track of 2018.
Oh, we're going into it. This now?
Yeah. Now? This is the time, man.
Play it, Leo. Or is that how it works? Or should I explain what it is first?
Whatever you want, man.
Okay. This is from my favorite music game of the year. This is one of the tracks from Beat Saber.
Oh, great.
Which I really adore. It's a lot of techno, which is fine. I like techno, okay? But it's perfect for Beat Saber. Within the context of that game, it's so good and good for a rhythm game. I love music and rhythm games. I like really driving beats
and
stuff like that.
Can we listen to it while you explain what you
love? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So this is I don't know if it's the first song, but it's Escape.
Okay. What do you love about techno? Sorry,
I just love techno. It's specifically suited to rhythm games. I love techno in rhythm games. And this just that driving consistent beat of with the lightsabers and slashing through the block. I also like the vocals in the song. I just I really like I like the full soundtrack of Beat Saber, but this one probably stands out as my favorite soundtrack.
Okay. Is it also one of the most fun songs to play?
Yeah, I think so. It's just because it's got that, like, I mean, they're all fun to play in their own ways, like, but, and this is also one of the ones that I can play on the, like, the hardest difficulty because it's one of the earlier songs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, great soundtrack. I like this song a lot.
Great choice, man.
I know. Like,
sexy.
So you want to let it ride, right? We want to let these songs play out for a while?
Sure.
Right.
I feel like this one's looping, right?
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sergio Vasquez.
I also like it.
Number four, what's your fourth favorite track this year?
This technically debuted last year, but it was in a trailer for a game that came out this year.
Oh.
But it's from the Silver Case 25th Ward from...
Whoa.
From,
I forgot we invited Sergio Vasquez on this show.
It's I will say that like the game itself isn't that great. I didn't enjoy it as much as I have other Suda titles, but this is like the standout thing from that game is this song, which was in the first trailer. But the full thing is in the game.
Hold on. I got to add the full soundtrack from Shadow of the Colossus to my list.
All right. Whatever. All right, Kyle. But this is called Metropolitan Edge.
There we go.
It's composed by Akira Yamaoka, who's the composer behind Silent Hill.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like the sound, he's like the audio or sound director at Grasshopper now. So like, I really like the Silent Hill vibes this gives off. And it's
I could totally hear it. It almost had like a kind of 90s grungy sort of in the beginning,
yeah,
which is kind
of
cool.
That's a lot of that soundtrack is sort of that aesthetic. Like
this is some music you could study too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Some chill anime hip hop beats.
I bet that you wrote to this song a lot this year. I could feel it in your writing.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's weird. All right, but okay.
No, but I remember you were like so into the Nidhogg soundtrack because you could write to it, stuff like that. That's great, man. Name of the song one more time?
Metropolitan Edge.
There it is. Great stuff. My number four this year. It just sounds like a tummy rumbling. This is cracks me up about that bass line. So this is the kind of mushy one. This is my number four because, like, God, this soundtrack is so good, but choosing this standout song was a little difficult for me. But I think my favorite song on the Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack is a nice, good build. It's called The First Shall Be the Last. subtle than the Red Dead tracks you might expect. This is, I think, trying to piece together when this is in the game. I think it's like when you're rescuing Sean, I think, is like when this song plays.
This is a mushy one for me, because it's, spoiler alert, it's not on my list at all, Red Dead. But every musical moment in that game is so good and so specific to what's happening at the time, which makes it hard to pick like an individual track. I commend you for it.
Thank you. Yeah, and they go so hard in having more songs with lyrics in Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
It's like, it is that thing of like, oh, I think they like that one sequence from 1. Let's really blow that out in 2. And I think a lot of those songs are super strong. I know Leo won't stop crying over a couple of them. And I think those are really great. But I think it's important not to forget how good the original score is as well. Not that those aren't original, but I guess just the instrumentals. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a song that I think popped up like once or twice that's a little like almost borderline silly. I don't know if you guys remember. It's just kind of like twangy and goofy, and it's like
Ring Dang Do.
Is that what it is? Powers theme.
Is it?
I don't think we can play Ring Dang Do on this podcast.
No, not though. It's not one that they're singing in the camp.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
But there's like when you're doing kind of more lighter missions, sometimes it'll pop up and play. And I even liked that. But it almost felt like tonally sort of out of place. But it worked. I really liked it.
Right. Yeah. So that track's called "The First Shall Be the Last." Could we play a couple more from Red Dead? Leo, will you argue against that?
No, I will not.
Okay, great. Okay, real quick, just for like a good triumphant song, you can even jump like 30 seconds into this again, but here's a track mysteriously called Jim Milton Rides Again, without context for what's happening when this track plays. This is just another one of those like, F yeah, music's just bringing me back home. This is why I love Red Dead.
Skipped how far in?
Like 30 seconds or so, just to get a flavor of what this one sounds like. Okay, real quick. I know this is overboard, but I promise it's the only one we're doing it. But also another great musical standout is there's a mission towards the end of Chapter 6 where you're working with...
Eagle Flies?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to get into that specifically, but yeah, absolutely. But it's the final mission in that.
Sure.
And the song is called My Last Son. I just want to play that like 15 seconds in to My Last Son here. And also while Leo's getting that queued up, I don't want to play it because I think it would spoil it, but... Also, I think something underappreciated in Red Dead soundtrack is just how effing weird. First of all, the fact that there's a rap song at the end if you make a certain choice, which few people make that choice, so few people will hear it, but it's weird in Red Dead.
Hmm.
And then the second one is...
Cheryl and I haven't beaten it, by the way.
Oh, great. Okay. Chapter 5. The soundtrack to all of Chapter 5 is so different and like primal. It's awesome. But I think even playing it would spoil things. But here's My Last Son from towards the end of Chapter 6. Red Dead epic battle music.
Yeah.
I think it succeeds. Yeah. All right.
It's good stuff.
I will yield the floor. I'm sorry for going nuts on Red Dead. But Leo, what's your favorite track from Red Dead?
Favorite track. Wow. I like American Venom.
Yeah. Great choice. That's towards the end there. Did you want to play a little bit of it?
Oh, God. Sure.
All right.
I like how you yielded to like more Red Dead from somebody else.
I yield to the biggest Red Dead fan in the universe. What do you think of this soundtrack?
Hold on, I can't fade it up because it starts really strong.
Great. I hope they do a full concert at some point.
Yeah.
Wasn't enough for you? A little taste?
No, wasn't enough.
Hey!
grass or gas?
No.
No one listens for free?
That's awesome. Enough.
Yeah. That's all you get.
That's enough.
And which is the song that makes you cry yourself to sleep?
Cruel, Cruel World.
Cruel, Cruel World. There we go. We don't want to bum everybody out. Okay, that's it. I officially yield the floor. Red Dead chapter almost kind of over.
Almost kind of over. Right.
Sorry, Kyle. Number three, what do you got?
That's fine. You got anything else? You want to play some Red Dead 1 tracks, maybe?
Actually, yeah. If you look up like the soundtrack for Red Dead 2 on YouTube, which sadly is how I listen to most game music, it's like 7.5 hours long.
Yeah.
It's absurd how much work went into that thing.
A lot of work went into that whole game. I don't know if you're aware.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
All right, number three.
Did you know?
So number three is from Iconoclasts, which is like one of my favorite games of the year. Mm-hmm. It's like a little indie game entirely developed by one guy. He did the music as well. This is some of the boss music from the game. And one thing that... So in the game, you're playing an engineer mechanic. You have a big wrench, and you're working with bolts and stuff. And then like all the bosses you fight are like big robots and that kind of thing. And I like how sort of machinery sound effects are integrated into the song. It's cool. The music overall, I really like the whole soundtrack. Pretty subtle, generally, when you're exploring the world, but I really like the couple of boss themes, like, really kick it up.
Okay, yeah.
Like a lot. I think you played Iconoclast, right?
Yeah.
Kyle, you've talked more about Iconoclast this year than the developers of Iconoclast.
I know, and I even talked to the developer of Iconoclast for an extended period of time. I adore that game. I still think about it all the time. The end of that game made me think about sort of faith and religion in a way that, like, video games have not up to this
point. I'd argue that would be a top 10 moment of the year, but we'll get into it in a future episode of the Game
Informer
Show podcast.
Sure, I shot myself in the foot.
No comment. That's a great choice. It's it has, like, an Al Borland vibe that I really appreciate.
I don't know who that is.
It's not
important. Shout outs to Al Bourne.
Number three, Serial.
This is from Deltarune, which is one of my favorite games of the year, even though it's only the first chapter or whatever.
This is the Undertale sort of sequel.
And I mean, obviously, like, it shouldn't be any surprise that Toby Fox is really good at making music, and not only just like composing music, but having it manifest through like consistent themes and melodies that sort of like in this kind of extract way inform the narrative. This is like one of the boss themes. And if you've played it, you kind of know that this is the culmination of a thing they've been doing for like the past, let's say, 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
In terms of thematic approaches. So whenever you're ready. We'll be right back. one of the reasons I really like is the way, like, when I think about my favorite Undertale music, it is tied to specific moments and how, like, the music impacted that. And so one of the things is that, like, it's hard to describe, like, specific sounds in music, but sort of there's, like, that winding sound that that is kind of part of the main chorus. And the boss straight up has an attack that is, like, this winding sort of, like, rope attack that kind of ties into it thematically.
Yeah.
And I really like, the way he doesn't just think, like, this will be a backing thing. This will be in the background. He brings it to the foreground in this really interesting way. So, like, when I think about this song, I think about the specific moment where I was fighting that boss, which he's really good at.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of having the composer also be the director and writer and basically everything in that game.
Yeah.
What's the name of the track again?
Chaos King.
Chaos King from Deltarune.
I think I might need to change this to my number one.
Yeah?
I really like this a lot. I haven't heard this before. It's very Mega Man XC.
Okay.
Let me break it.
I need to play Deltarune.
You know what? You should go listen to Undertale's music. It's very good.
I love Undertale. I think Bone Trussel is like one of the best tracks of like the last 5 or 6
Which
years.
One?
Bone Trussel. I love Bone
Trussel. Leo, you got that one on there?
Yeah, cue it up. Let's listen to that. That's great. I need to play Deltarune. I haven't yet. But yeah.
I will say that like what they do with this song is sort of similar to what they do with Bone Trussel.
Good. I like
What's
it
the
then.
Trussel?
It's my favorite.
It's the one where you fight
you know the best Papyrus. Song from the game. You remember it, right?
Mm. It's the boss. It's the boss team, the Papyrus.
Okay. Got it.
Super good.
We should play it.
Why not? Play it.
This is the celebrating music.
So good.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Is this generally considered like the best? Is there like a
I
best?
Think most people like Megalovania a lot.
Yeah. Megalovania, I mean, it's great. But this one, for me, like,
yeah,
this one is like the Undertale track.
I like the surprise that comes with this one of like, oh, okay, this is the first time.
Oh my gosh, this went from good to amazing.
Yeah. Because it goes from this like, oh, it's like the Bozo theme, and then suddenly, oh, I have to sort of take this seriously now.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right,
Undertale. Hold on. Yeah, you can go on now. I just want to hear that.
I heard an orchestral rendition of that song. And
oh,
it's
yeah?
Really, really good.
That sounds great. Number three. Is, I think we might have even used this song or close to it in one of the like music trivia rounds this year, but a song called Deliverance from a little game called God of War.
Oh, it's short.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get the idea, though.
Kind of sound like the Mike Myers theme a little bit. There.
What are you doing, Lou?
Is there more?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, there
McCreary, the soundtrack, the new God of War. I think it's absolutely incredible. Like, the idea that it's so strong and so good, no one misses the old God of War music. At least, maybe I'm just speaking as not a fan of the old God of War games, but
that
like
theme, though, is the original theme.
The original theme is so good. Like, I think any other composer, almost any other composer, would feel compelled, like, we should have some homage to the main theme. But I love with this game, it's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Forget it even happened. Like, we're going to come in with such huge choruses, huge drums. It's just going to sound so amazing that you'll forget how good it was before.
Yeah, it's another one of those that's like hard to pick out individual elements of it that I liked. It's just like as the full package, it does so well.
Yeah,
at even every moment of the game.
Totally, like the main theme I think is incredible. I totally get it. There's also like this is called Deliverance. This is with the stranger in the beginning, but also like the I know Dan Tack in particular isn't crazy about this boss fight, but going up against the dragon, like the music for the dragon fight is incredible. Just search God of War Dragon.
I don't know what Dan's
yeah, like. Look, you got to complain about something, right? But also Bear McCreary, like, you know, Battlestar Galactica and like Walking Dead and stuff he composed. I guess he composes, he's composing the new Godzilla movie.
Okay.
I'm slightly more excited for that movie, knowing that this guy's doing the soundtrack. That's Deliverance from God of War, everybody.
It's good.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank
Boy,
you.
Was that a good song.
Ain't no thing. I just found it on YouTube.
I discovered it.
Number two.
You said that in your best Kratos voice?
No.
My number two is, Leo will probably back me up on this, I hope. It's from Guacamelee 2.
Oh.
It's I really like boss music. It's more boss mm-hmm. music. I really like the front and center, like really exciting. But this is like a new track for Guacamelee 2. This is the boss music.
Frogger all of a sudden, that's awesome.
Yeah, the thing I love about the Guacamelee soundtrack is it gets a lot of brass, a lot of flamenco guitar, but then it's also sort of, there's this undercurrent of like chiptune music throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the other awesome thing about Guacamelee 2 is every sort of area has its own theme, and you swap between like dimensions, like the dimension of the dead and the dimension of the living. So there's two versions of every track.
Oh, cool.
And so like, and it's like the sort of brighter, slightly more upbeat version and the sort of darker, scarier version of it. So there's like cool. There's a ton of awesome tracks on this in this game, and then there's also like two awesome versions of every track.
Near yeah. Automata kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Guacamelee 2 has an awesome soundtrack. So good.
Kyle, turns out you can make good choices. This is
for once.
This is excellent. Serial number 2.
So this is from a game we talked about a little bit about earlier, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, great.
This is the song May I Stand Unshaken.
May I stand unshaken amid a misty crash of world. May I stand unshaken. Yeah, it breaks.
that shit.
I will say that, like, there's a moment in the game where this song plays. Yeah. And that I was actually spoiled on that moment a little bit because I was just browsing, like, hey, what's some good video game music?
Googling Red Dead 2 spoilers.
Yeah, that's right. I was just looking through, like, hey, here's some good music from this year. And then I just saw, like, the words of D'Angelo, who's, like, I'm a big fan of.
Oh, okay. He did a bunch of the.
Yeah, he's right? Like, this was, like, the song they brought him on. This is the song they played at the Game Awards. But, like, I heard of, like, D'Angelo did a song for this game. He's, like, a super, like, famous, you know,
artist. Yeah. Yeah.
At least he's not saying spoilers or anything like in the lyrics.
Well, like, right.
This is the part in the game where are the dozen.
I like the part where the giraffe just shows up.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it was weird to rip that off from, like, The Last of Us.
It was a little
weird. They just thought, like, giraffes thematically resonant. Yeah. You know, like, they're just such a heartfelt creature.
Leo, I know I'm editing this one, but in post, can you just take this song and make this my Red Dead choice instead? Because I think I blew it.
And mine, Deltarune, that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Suriel's choice will be that fart symphony. That Jeff
Em
did.
That Jeff Em playing over and over again. Yeah. Okay. Enough with the good music.
Yeah, the bumming us out tracks.
Hey, it's beautiful, man. That's life. My number two is also about life in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Astrobot Rescue Mission. One of my favorite soundtracks of the year. And this song in particular, in terms of just like basically a main theme, this kind of theme is kind of reworked a lot throughout all of Astrobot. But here's Follow Me.
Here it is.
Any second though.
How Leo's on this one?
I hope you guys enjoy my song.
With Tearaway, some work on Little Big Planet 2. Friend of the show officially because he filled us in for that one email somebody had about the actual soundtrack.
Astrobot's his masterpiece. Though.
It's incredible, especially this. Oh God, Kenny's with us.
This Kenny one. Young, everybody.
When this song reaches its peak, I'm like, that's such a good, catchy platformer song. Then just F it. Here's a guitar.
So good. I also
it's
really like
Incubus in Halo 2.
Yeah.
It's really good at like making, like capturing the sort of the feel good nature of Astrobot.
100%.
Like, you're just having some fun right now.
Yes.
Where is this in the game? Do you remember?
Everywhere.
Is it? But is it specifically play in one? It's like
it's probably playing in a couple
for the boss
levels.
Fights.
Yeah.
I remember it's like the one. It specifically plays in the one where the sort of like the giant robot is sort of like.
Oh, helping you out.
Yeah.
Oh, we're friends.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, robot. Yeah.
Follow me. Follow me is the name of this track. All right. On number one.
Number Hillier. One.
Take it away.
I hope you guys don't mind listening to more Astrobot. I don't remember what the name of the title is, but I think it's just like the end credits theme. It's just sort of the encapsulation of everything.
Is it a medley?
No. No, it's not. And I did have a backup one because I figured a backup Astrobot thing, because it was going to be my number
backup
one.
Backup Astrobot?
That's right. I basically had like two, another one as a backup because I figured, I knew at least you would have at least one Astrobot song.
Yeah.
Because that's like my favorite soundtrack of the year. So good. It was so hard to pick one or two tracks from that for this segment.
Well, let's see what you went with, Kyle.
I was giving Leo time.
I see.
Okay.
Very smart.
Oh, this song.
Yeah.
I just like it a little more upbeat, you know?
The last one was a bummer.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
It's the worst song in the game. I love the voice effect here. Yeah, I like any song where a guy just comes in and says, oh yeah, over and over again.
Then
he starts saying Astrobot too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is this the credits?
I think so, yeah. Because you get the little da-da-da-da-da-da when you beat the game, and then this is the credits. And the credits are fun too.
Interactable credits, nothing better. Every game, interactable credits. Hello, we like attacking letters.
That right there?
Astrobot!
The crowd goes wild.
Astrobot!
Well, let the song play for credits.
Where does he get his ideas?
I don't know. So I have no idea. Certainly didn't know the title of the game before he started coming up.
Because he's not Astrobot, right?
Genius.
I love it. Great choice.
Absolute genius.
The best. Just listen to that full soundtrack.
It's okay. It's incredible.
Yeah. Go listen to
it. We
a
have
bunch
more.
Of
maybe we can play later after we get through this.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Serial number one, song of the year.
So my favorite song was from the Persona 3 dancing game,
awesome.
Dancing Moonlight. A lot of great remixes on that. It's weird for, like, remixes kind of get a bad rap sometimes for, like, you know, it's not as good as the original.
Especially if they're a bad rap.
Exactly. this one has a little bit of bad rapping in it, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
But I thought Mass Destruction was my favorite song, but, like, I think this is probably my new favorite Persona thing, like, Persona song ever.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, they do a really good job with this remix, and that's all I have to say. Yep. Who would have thought?
This sounds familiar. I didn't know this was from Persona.
They brought back D'Angelo for this Persona dancing game.
Leo doesn't want us to talk about
it's the main battle theme that plays when you pick the female protagonist in Persona 3 Portable.
Oh, weird. It's so specific.
Wow. So this is just like the main combat theme when you play as her.
Gotcha.
And what's remixed.
But
what's the name of it?
Wiping All Out.
Wiping All Out?
Yeah. It's like the Atlas Suzuka remix, something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
No. You can laugh, Anson.
Okay. It's a funny name.
It sounds funny.
Yeah.
Because
they're trying to wipe out all the
enemies. I got it.
I thought it was like a toilet paper.
And everybody
situation.
Knows you always wipe out all enemies front to back.
That's right.
Is it just because you're nostalgic over Persona 3?
A little bit, yeah. Like, I think that nostalgia factor is a little bit.
Because it sounded like shit. I'm just joking. That was very cool.
I love that song.
It started out and I was like, ooh, I like Michael Jackson too. But then it only got better and better from there. Yeah. Do we all like, I'm sorry, did I say Michael or Janet? I meant Janet.
Oh.
Okay.
I like them both. That's one.
Really? But if you had to choose?
Probably Janet, I guess.
What? Are you high? Are you serious?
I don't know.
No one on earth has ever had that opinion, I don't think. That's a hot take.
Right.
My number one, it reminds me a lot of like coming up with your top 10 list, which will be a future episode of the Game Informer Show podcast. But you had to really like dig deep and think about what song was I most excited about this year? You know, which song did I think about the most, probably listen to the most, even though every time I was feeling down, I would just put on Follow Me from Astrobot and it would bring me to heaven itself. But this song probably captured the most mental space this year in my head, and that is from Tetris Effect, Connected, what's colloquially known as I'm Yours or I'm Yours Forever. The official name is Connected,
the official song from the game.
Like, yeah. It's in the first trailer. In terms of songs in a trailer, it's tough to think of one more effective than that. Maybe, like, that first GTA 5 trailer is really good.
Yeah. GTA is some good stuff. Yeah, that's a tough question. But yeah, this is... The last song in Tetris is really great.
Yes.
But this, still, like, this is the one that I would just replay for fun.
Yeah.
It's like that opening song.
And the composer for Tetris Effect overall is Noburo Muto. I'd love to learn more about that process. Maybe we can in the future. There it is. Connected. It's Tetris Effect, everybody. Oh, Leo, what else is good this year, man?
We,
gaming.
Gaming.
Hanging out with friends.
None of us had Smash Brothers.
Well, here's the thing. Smash Brothers,
I bet we ran into all the similar problem, right? Like, I found a couple tracks that I really liked, and I was like, oh, maybe this would fit on this list. But most of them were from Brawl or from other versions of Smash Brothers or something. And they're all, like, remixes of known songs, right. You know?
That's the thing.
That's definitely my problem. It wasn't that I forgot to... think about it.
yeah it is. I mean, it will never ever be topped in terms of game soundtracks. Smash Ultimate is the greatest game soundtrack that has ever been and ever will be. I feel very confident in
most
that.
Soundtrack for sure.
Most soundtrack for most. Yeah,
you cannot argue with that. But like, you know, we talked about Gangplank Galleon a little bit. Let's just remind people how good that is. This is for the remix from the composers of Xenoblade of this Donkey Kong Country
soundtrack.
And it is
new to Ultimate.
It is new to Ultimate. Because
there's a lot of old tracks on there, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And awesome, but,
yeah.
So fast.
It's still
tempo up.
Yeah. It's still my favorite remix from Ultimate, I think.
There's some good Castlevania ones. And
oh, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Oh, we will.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I should karaoke this for extra.
Oh, I wish. I just want to know what they're saying.
I think he's talking about the DK family. You just can't quite hear it.
He's singing the DK rap under
it. It's a variation.
Break it down? Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Where it's like, hey, who wants to remix any of Nintendo's music composers out there? Someone's like, yeah, I'll take Gangplank Galleon. It's like, all right, kids, knock yourself out. No, it's a great
amazing song.
It's an amazing song. But imagine...
F*** you!
No, no, just imagine then that day...
Yeah, you write that down.
All right, thank you. Imagine that day when these people finish this music and send it back to Sakurai. Like, I don't know, we came up with this. It's like... I would just hope that Sakurai just like headphones flew off. He tipped back in his chair because it just rocks it so hard.
Yeah.
It rocks it
I'm
naturally.
Putting King K. Rool in this game. I got you.
King K. Rool's got to go in there now.
But it's worth talking about Castlevania in terms of like Ultimate soundtrack specifically. The main theme is great, obviously, for Ultimate, but I always
with
keep
lyrics,
thinking about
too.
The lyrics.
Yeah.
I cannot stop thinking about the lyrics while just listening to the menu. But Leo, do you want to play... Smash Ultimate's take on Wicked Child from Castlevania here, because the fact that they included so many tracks from Castlevania is just such a crazy love letter to that dead series soundtrack. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. It's undead.
That's true. Game over!
They did it, man.
They did it!
It's a lot different.
It just straight up sounds like something from a Disney movie.
It could, yeah. It should be.
This is really good. Zero dislikes on this one.
YouTube highlighted it in its rewind. Most undisliked video.
Undisliked.
We decided to add the word women in the title. We'll see how that goes.
Castlevania women.
Alright, Smash Ultimate. Again, it's so obvious that it's the best soundtrack of the year. That's tough to even say anything but it.
I'm pissed they said only women can listen to it.
Yeah. YouTube, you're cool.
We have a gender, the world's first gender gate on a video.
YouTube could technically do that. That'd be really interesting.
Our demographics show that you're a guy, so you can listen to this.
When I brought up, I think I tweeted about like, hey, what's your favorite game soundtrack this year, game song or whatever. Whatever this episode's about.
It was nice a weird tweet though. It was hard. Yeah.
But Matt Burtz, from Game Informer fame, he said, and rarely do I talk to Matt Burtz about music, but he said, dude, if you do an episode about music, you have to include the song from Battlefield 5. And I said, yeah, the Battlefield theme, everybody knows it's great. And Burtz says, no. Flute theme from Battlefield 5. Leo, we gotta give Burtz and Battlefield and DICE their due with this little track here.
Thank you.
Battlefield 5.
It's lovely.
It's really lovely. It plays, I think, when you get like a kill streak of like 14. I think so. It's pretty cool. Also, talking about Celeste and how good the soundtrack is. Fun fact, the composer for Celeste, I'm sorry I forget her name now.
Lena Ring.
Thank you so much. She composed a remix of a song from Wandersong.
Ah,
really? One of my favorite games.
Is it in that game soundtrack?
No, it's not. She has it up on her site and stuff. Mm-hmm. But there is another song from Wandersong that plays when you're with a bunch of pirates who are addicted to coffee. And this is basically like the world map music.
Mm.
Oh, good. Here's a little track from Wandersong. Yeah. That's it. Hell of a year for game music. Anything else you guys want to shout out?
I want to shout out the most surprising soundtrack, I think, for La Mulana 2.
Is that this year?
I believe so.
Okay.
But it's my last YouTube link, Leo.
La Mulana 2.
Imagine just walking into an area and this is the song that plays. Like all of a sudden, like it's like a weird Metroidvania game. So it's like just imagine walking into it. Area.
So weird. I felt bad. There's a lot of love online for the Oberdin soundtrack. I know it's one of your favorites. Do you have a track from that you want to pop up here? Spur of the moment. But again, that was one that was a big recurring theme online for best game soundtracks. Another one that we didn't give any love here is Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man's soundtrack is really, really good. I mean, it's... Oh, here's Oberdin.
It's just Avengers.
What are you doing? Are you serious?
It didn't do much for me.
Dude, coming up with like a new... like iconic theme for Spider-Man is very hard.
I think they could have done a better job.
Are you
kidding
me?
Sorry to be so negative, but
I
really thought it just blends with everything that Marvel Cinematic has done. It didn't really stand out to me.
The composer, he worked on like Defenders and stuff, but man, I think like 2 years from now, whenever they make a new Spider-Man game and that song's in the trailer, I think it's going to fill you with so much more emotions because that song is so...
You know what I'll say? Oh, was that from a new Avengers movie?
This song's about celebrating game soundtracks. I will not stand for this.
It was good. It just blended, like I said, with all the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, Oberdin anyway. Here's something that doesn't blend, folks. We'll be right back.
could see myself solving some puzzles to this.
Yeah, what's the name of this track, Leo?
This is the main theme.
Just main theme for really Return good. Of Oberdin.
Includes a lot of the recurring melodies.
Okay, right on.
Here, I had one that I wanted to look up really
quick. Please,
find it real quick. It's called
the Super Mario Brothers theme.
I wanted to quickly mention this song because this was the only song this year. Because when we review games, we have headphones on, you know, right. a lot. But this was one that when this started playing, I was like, what the hell is this? And I had to like take off my headphones and turn up the volume and like call people over to hear what the hell this was. It's so strange. It's from Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember this? You were the one people that came over to my desk, I think. It's very strange.
Oh, hell yeah. Good.
And it gets, we gotta let it ride a little bit. It gets better.
I also like that one of the indicators of Pauly for Hansen is like, I completely give up. It's over.
So this game is basically anime Mad Max, and this is a rhythm game in the middle of that game.
I like the randomness of that sample, just ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding.
That's some of the gameplay sound effects.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's just Ode to Joy with rap on it.
This is the best Die Hard trailer I've ever listened to.
That's beautiful, man. It was lovely. I brought a tear to my eye.
That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, let us know what your favorite tracks are in the comments. No matter if you're watching this on YouTube, watching on our site, leave a comment. If you're listening on iTunes or Google Play, leave a review. Or let us know what your favorite track is, hey, by tweeting this or sharing this episode, with then a link to your favorite track in there. Because we always appreciate it if you tell a friend if you enjoy the GI Show. That's how we spread the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't spend any money on advertising.
That's right.
We don't even talk about this podcast in the magazine hardly at all. Yeah. This is all relying on you.
We don't even earn money from advertising on this podcast.
It's not important. All right, everybody. Hey, game music in 2018. Hell of a time, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a good year.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for watching and listening all year to the Game Informer Show. And to this episode in particular. And until next time, which is this Thursday, by the way, another new episode coming. We'll see ya. Thanks, everybody.